Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. It is summer, and we have had so much fun doing the summer internship series. And today, she is the intern from the Technology Solutions Department. Her name is Winnie Nguyen. Hey, Winnie, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
It is so great to have you on the show. The studio audience heard that you were the Technology Solutions interns. They've brought in all their old computers, hoping you can help them fix them. But I told them that you're not here to do that today. We're here to learn about you. They're such freeloaders. They look for any opportunity to get stuff for free. Hey, listen, tell us about you, where you're going to school. Tell us just a little bit about Winnie.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Vietnam, and we moved here about 6 years ago, and I went to USF, and I'm currently a senior and graduating in December, so that's very exciting. And my major is Management Information System, well, also known as MIS. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Very cool. And so for folks that don't know, USF is the University of Southern Florida, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Very cool. And you're I also graduated in December, so that's kind of a cool time to graduate because you can take pictures and it's not so hot outside. You know, it's nice. You're sitting in your cap and gown and you're not dying of heat stroke in the summer. But that is great. I told you in the pre-call, when you see the intern for technology solutions, man, at a credit union the size of GTE, we have a lot of technology solutions. So tell us what kind of things you've been doing.
Well, one of the things that I was in charge of was pushing one of our app that we created in-house. It was called Safe to Snap. So it's basically where when you're doing your mortgage and, you know, you have to scan and send in your, like, your pay stuff and such, but we created an app where you could just simply take a picture of that and send it through us. So that was very awesome that we created that. So it would launch. It will be launching soon because we're currently doing a pilot test now with some of our members. So we're still waiting to see how it goes.
That is fascinating because I don't have a scanner, for instance, here at my home. I don't use a lot of paper. So when I have to send a document, I've got to go down to the Kinko's, you know, have it scanned onto my flash drive and then email it, which to you probably sounds very, very archaic. I've never had a scanner. I've never used a scanner before.
Exactly.
It was actually a guest on this show who first told me how to use the where you take a picture of your check. And
yep.
I was so nervous about doing it. She goes, no, just write a check to yourself. Take a picture of it, and you'll see it go right into your account. And I don't think I've been to my branch since. So I think that's very interesting because you said this is the one thing that has really jumped out about me about the interns that we've been interviewing. You guys aren't just sitting around getting coffee for people. You're really doing stuff that's going to have a tangible impact on GTE. So what has the response been from some of the members about just being able to snap a picture of those documents?
So we actually just launched it a couple of weeks ago, and so they're still using it. We haven't heard back from them, but I know, the employee were really excited for it because, you know, it saved them a lot of time, too, because if somebody were to scan it and, you know, fax it to them, they actually have to go get it and put it in the file. But this process will make everything, you know, go to where they want it. So it'll save everybody a lot of time, hopefully.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned you're a senior, you're getting ready to graduate. Tell us about the difference between going to school. I know you learn a lot of stuff and a lot of practical stuff at the university, but how important is it for young people to get that real world experience working like you are as an intern at the credit union?
I'm really lucky to be here because, you know, you always say, yes, you always need an intern, you know, in order to further your career. And, you know, not everybody go out and trying to find one. So I really appreciate my time being here because I learned a lot. And not just, you know, from the simple stuff like writing email or how to even structure an email in a way that, you know, it sounds professional.
Right.
Little thing like that really help. And here you get to interact with everybody, even the people, you know, from very high level of, like, my CEO. So you get to interact with everybody, and everyone is so nice here. So I really appreciate my time being here.
It's a fun place to work. They keep me in Texas because they don't want me to take away from the great atmosphere there in Tampa. But no, but you're right. That is something that we don't always talk about. But, you know, working by myself mostly from home, it's not the same as having to interact with different personalities and stuff like that each and every day. And learning how to manage all those interpersonal relationships is something that, you know, you don't always learn at college. You're learning the real world. You know, people, everyone has bad days, people make mistakes and stuff like that. So the fact that you're experiencing that, I just think it's going to end up being a great experience for you as you get ready. Have you thought about what you want to do with your career once you graduate? Do you have any big plans?
So actually with my time being here, I actually found out that I really like to run and manage projects. So that's one of the things I definitely will look into when I graduate. So, which, you know, before when I was in school, I didn't even know I would enjoy doing that. But now that I'm here and I get the opportunity to do it, I really enjoyed it. So I'm definitely going to look for an opportunity like that in December when I graduated.
Well, I told you I do a lot of professional speaking and stuff like that. And one of the things that I was I sometimes make these recordings so I can keep my thoughts and I don't forget about things. And I was talking about yesterday how the Pokemon Go thing has really definitively proven. Really, I don't play it, but
it's really
proven that the smartphone was the game changer. The smartphone really was the device that has changed our lives as Americans. It wasn't the iPad. It wasn't the MacBook. It wasn't the PC. It really has been that smartphone. And so anything that you get involved in that is app-based, I think in time, we're not even going to have what is considered internet banking where you log in with your name and password. It's all going to be done on the smartphones. I know you're getting some great, great real-world experience. I have to ask, though, are you playing Pokemon Go?
Yes, we are. And it's
you
so
are.
Funny. Half of my department, including my EVP, they are playing it. So, like, we get together and talk about it. I mean, the technology on there is amazing. Like, you know, I love technology and I love new things that keep on coming out. But the technology that they did is really a game changer.
Yeah, it really is fascinating. I mean, I told him the other day, it's the most culturally significant video game I've ever seen since Pac-Man was kind of a craze back in the 1980s,
right.
I guess it was. Listen, before we let you go, we always like to end on just kind of a fun question. But what was the last song you listened to?
Okay, so the last song I listened to was actually Don't Let Me Down by Daya. It's a really popular summer song. I don't know if you know which one I'm talking about. By the Chainsmokers featuring Daya, yeah.
But that's not uncommon. I mean, you guys have dropped some names on me during the summer internship series. I got to run over to YouTube and figure out who that is. So, well, listen, I hope you enjoy the balance of your internship. And if we don't talk to you before then, congratulations on your imminent graduation in
December.
Thank
you so much.
And thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning. Thank you very, very much, Winnie. You have a great, great day.
Thank you. You too, Jason. Take
care.
All right.
That's Winnie Wynn, everybody. Really great interview. I love that. We were talking in the pre-show about the GTE 3D, and apparently, I guess, an intern helped build that. I love the fact that our interns, they really do things. I mean, they're actually doing things so that their internship on their resume says, I did this, you know, something tangible that people can go back and look to. It's one of the things we do so very, very well here at GTE. We really do try to develop personally and professionally the people that spend any amount of time at our brand. So let's just keep doing that. And let's also keep being the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dias. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.